Congressman, how are you?
Hey, I'm doing fine. Don't worry about a commercial. This is capitalism.
You know, Congressman, if I read the emails and the people who have stopped me recently, I would say in the last few days it's been more than 100, and people are very frustrated. And they're frustrated about the Republicans because they feel that they thought the Republican Party was unified, especially in Congress with Speaker Boehner and with the support of the Tea Partiers. And with the disarray that this debt ceiling issue is on, it seems like everybody is scattered and no one's on the same page. What's your perspective on all this?
Well, I think this is a good thing. It's not an easy thing, and people will be frustrated. But remember, Tony, as we've read history and read Federalist Papers, those papers that define what this government was about, why it was set up the way it was set up, why the Constitution is what it is, it was supposed to be very difficult to do things in government, in Congress specifically, after the Constitution was established and the system was put in place. It was supposed to be a hard road to hoe to do any significant change, and especially to grow government. Sadly, we didn't follow that, or I guess I would say the Congress is before and the President up till now. Did not follow it in spending. It went through too easily. And so now we're here at a situation where there's a lot of heat, a lot of fire being generated to try to take care of the problem that's resulted from spending, overspending, and not thinking ahead. So, you know, I know it's going to be frustrating. I'm frustrated here. But frankly, this is way it should have worked while we were thinking of spending. And now as we're trying to get everything in line and move back toward reality, it is going to be a tough road to hoe. I understand there's frustration about the Republicans, but I think the key frustration ought to be about a president who is refusing at this point in time to lead, except from the rear, who makes speeches, and speeches can't be scored by CBO because there's no plan to that, and a Democrat-led Senate who hasn't passed even a budget for almost 820 days. They stand on the sidelines and carp, but haven't been willing to get in like John Boehner and the Republicans here, and we will get a solution.
All right. Well, when you talk about the Senate and Harry Reid and the President, we know that they have their issues. But it has been a surprise to many that the Republicans can't get unified on a plan.
Well, we did unify on a plan. We did unified on cut, cap, and balance. We set that to the Senate over 2 weeks ago. It was a plan that would have taken care of the deficit. It would have taken the default issue. It would have taken care of the way forward. It would have put in place a balanced budget amendment opportunity for the states to ratify. And it would have been significant cuts and caps on spending. The Senate wouldn't even take that up. So bottom line is we've come to a point now where we're just trying to put a Band-Aid on to settle the problem for the short term. And I guess the one beautiful thing about the plan is that we would force the President and Congress to have to deal with it again in December. So the pressure continues to be put on something the President doesn't want. He wants it after this next election. That's not what we deserve.
You know, you hear families living paycheck to paycheck, but it's like our country is living paycheck to paycheck. What's going to happen now? What's going to happen over the weekend?
Well, I think a solution will come today. We go into a Republican conference at 10 o'clock this morning. There will be plenty of open opportunity at the mic for all members of the Republican conference to speak their mind. I'm sure that the leadership has worked through the night. There have been people that have been brought in who are not supporting the Boehner plan, who have been lobbied pretty hard to find out what would allow them to support. From what I'm hearing, and I certainly was lobbied very hard yesterday as well in an undecided position, frankly, because we were looking and listening to the ideas of people back in district, making calls, talking with people, explaining what the situation was, hearing their perception of it, and way forward. But I'm sure that we will come to a solution. But bottom line is, Tony, I'm telling people that there is no major change that's going to take place that will move our country into the best setting until after we change presidents.
Did you vote for or against the bill?
I voted for cut, cap, and balance.
Okay, did you vote for or against Speaker Boehner's bill?
We have not had a vote on it. That's why we're still in. The vote is up. Mm-hmm. And I've gone from a dead flat no in order to get some things that I was asking for, including to put the balanced budget amendment back on the table for a vote. And that's what we will have. It was planned that we would have that vote today.
You know, it's said a lot of congressmen are trying to get things for their districts, whether you're talking about more federal aid for college students. Some congressmen have even lobbied for monies for their districts. Have you done that? Have you seen that? Have you heard about that?
No, I don't think that's happening. Number one reason why it's not happening is because we've got a rule this year that there's no pork barrel. There are no earmarks. We've held strictly to that in the budget process. And you can talk to special interests back in the state of Michigan who have come to my office and other offices of members of Congress from Michigan. And the point blank, no, there is no earmarking going on. So that's really off the table. There's not a lot that the Speaker can give away as sweeteners to members of Congress. It comes down to the principle. And again, Tony, the whole idea of Jefferson and Madison and Washington, Adams, who framed this this wonderful governmental system, was to make it very, very cumbersome to make major change. Things would go through slowly in small bites. Sadly, right now we've got a huge, huge a problem called the debt and deficit. We've got a default that is potential in reality coming up, maybe not on the 2nd, 3rd, 4th, 5th of August, but by the end of August, most economists say that, yes, there will be a default unless we put some major structural change in place. And we have to keep working toward that. I'm willing to do that, but I truly am excited that we are doing what should have been done on budgeting in the past. And if we had, it wouldn't have gotten to this point. And I hope this is illustrative not only to members of Congress, but illustrative to citizens who have asked for things, who have sent members to Congress and voted for presidents that would allow us to get into a situation like this. And frankly, it's all of us who are concerned right now. We better stay engaged.
So as someone who's in his second term in Congress, you're telling me that there is no negotiations, that Speaker Boehner, congressmen, when they have conversations, there is no talk about, okay, I need help with this, I need help with that. None of that goes on anymore.
Well, I can't say that, and I'm not saying that, but what I'm saying is that there are structures in place that that will prohibit a specific earmarking going on, and Boehner has been very, very solid in that effort. And frankly, what you've got negotiations going on with right now are major Tea Party candidates that have made points that they will not support a debt ceiling increase. They've also said they will not earmark or pork barrel. So it is an interesting situation where you have members of Congress who right now are holding out for reasons of conservatism and of cutting spending, not adding to the problem. So, no, I think I can safely say that's not what's going on in the room right now. Now, on the Democrat side, that could be the case.
Yeah, but aren't we going to be in a world of hurt if this debt ceiling isn't raised?
I think we're going to be in a world of hurt if we default on our payments. Now, there are ways we could do that without raising the debt ceiling, but there's not the will in the Congress or the votes in the Congress, and I'm talking about Democrats and Republicans, to go the direction of saying we have to make stiff cuts, we have to put ourselves back in line with reality of what the economy is and what spending ought to be. There are ways forward that we could do it, but I don't think the American public has a stomach for it either. To what would have to be done, and that's our problem. This has been a shared fault coming from citizens, taxpayers of this nation, citizens in general of this nation, almost 50% who don't pay a federal income tax.
All right, Congressman, no. I've got to get to a break here. I tell you, it's frustrating yet fascinating to watch all this.
And Tony, keep that word fascinating as well, because this is the way our system works. It ought to work, and we as Americans will come through it.
All right, we will talk with you soon. We're going to try and talk with you again on Tuesday. Thanks so much, Congressman.
Okay, Tony.